just encourage all New Mexicans to get educated about education.
School day.
There's my classroom.
Upstairs?
This is a full inclusion classroom, and about a third of our school are in special ed. Oh, that's the kids knocking at the door. All right, everybody get to your seats, please. We're just going to kind of do our regular morning routine here, which is our daily edit. Bring up your paragraph, please. The paragraph that we did on, I think, cats or dogs or monkeys.
No, it was
all right, so remember, as soon as it gets up here, you're going to start looking for things you can edit. On your mark, get set, go.
Oh, no.
Scratch is wrong.
All right. Let's do it.
The S is capitalized.
Okay. Cross it out.
Oh.
Who on your hand?
Okay. I'm done.
Yeah, you guys want to read it? Let's see what we've got so far. All together, we're reading chorus.
Cats are weird because when they make babies, they get stuck.
So, Jesse. Did you witness a kitten birth and one of the kittens got stuck? Yes. Is that what this was inspired by? And did the baby survive? Did it get stuck but then it made it? You think that happens to people also? Do you think human babies sometimes get stuck?
Yeah.
And then they get assistance from a midwife or a doctor. Sometimes that's why they have to do cesarean births. All right, guys, good job on the edit. Listen up. Take your songs that you're writing for Earth Week. And maybe Mr. Barnaby will work on them with you today. All right, off we go. Follow the leader.
So how, as a teacher, does all this standardized testing affect you?
The major impact is we lose a lot of instructional time.
My name is Orion Servio. I've been involved in education for 13 years.
Do you want to just break down what's going on in the state of New Mexico with education rights?
I would love to. I mean, in New Mexico, all student achievement is directly tied to standardized test scores. My students, many of whom are learning disabled and have a range of challenges in their learning process, they may not perform well on standardized test scores, but it's not any kind of reflection of their intelligence, and certainly not a reflection of what they've achieved. You can show growth, but if you have a comparative level that everyone has to reach, which is one of the underpinning ideas, that's not possible. That's like saying, because I like to play pickup basketball at the Guadalupe gym, I should be able to play in the NBA. And when you think about how important education is, we are entrusted to prepare young people for being the future. The better our education, the better chances we have of being a meaningful nation. The challenge that I would like to issue to any legislator or any secretary or any government official who does believe that student achievement is directly measured by standardized test scores, I would challenge those people to take the 11th grade SBA, because honestly speaking, I don't think many of them would pass. Let me ask you, you make your living through communications. Do you know what a comparative and a superlative? Do you know what those two are? Do you know what a dangling participle is? And yet you're able to communicate at the highest possible level and, you know, earn a living through doing it, and everybody understands you. So the importance of being able to answer questions like that is not education in and of itself. Education is critical thinking. Education is discernment. Education is self-expression. Education is many, many, many things, most of which cannot be measured by a standardized test score.